We really believe here that God is interested in us, and he's interested in every moment of every day. And sometimes that kind of care that God has for us goes over our head. We don't really understand it. And when we do begin to put faith into our life, it begins to change our circumstances or the way we approach our circumstances. And I want to talk this morning about truth. And there's a scripture that says the truth will set you free. And so that's what I want to talk about this morning. Now, all the songs that we've sung this morning have been about being set free and about the freedom that we have in Christ. And I didn't choose any of them. Ray did that. So maybe God is trying to tell us something about his truth. And I think it's one of the things that in life many people are searching for is truth. And sometimes we don't know what truth is. There are so many mistruths as well as so many truths that we find it hard to understand what truth is, what is actually happening. And we can watch the news and we can think, well, that's true. And then you watch another news program and you think, well, it's not true. And that thing that we are seeking for all the time in life is truth. It's a daily experience for most of us. In the household, you all live somewhere, you all share life with somebody, and truth can be a bit of a mystery at times. I don't know whether you've experienced this. Who's eating all the sweets? Who's eating the chocolate? Well, we know in our house who it is. It's Linda. But sometimes trying to get to the truth of a matter can be very complex. And you know, some things in life that we find out are true, we almost can't believe it because of who we are, because of the spin really that's put on truth in the world today. And truth can be very difficult to put your finger on. And Jesus wants to talk to us about truth. And you know, we all have our own perspective of what truth is as well. You try and find out the truth behind a situation, the breakup of a relationship, what's really happened here. And truth kind of is in there somewhere, but it's very difficult to put your finger on why this has happened to me. And many of us have gone through that relationship breakdown where trying to get to the truth of things is very, very difficult. Lawyers make a lot of money trying to establish truth, don't they? Make an awful lot of money out of truth and mistruth. And when we're going through life, the Bible says this, and this is a really interesting scripture, very powerful and very challenging. And it's in Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things, beyond cure. Who can understand it? So that is my heart and your heart. So when we talk about heart in the Bible, we're talking about that, the center of who we are, where we think, where our emotions are, where the decisions we make come from. That's our heart. And it's deceitful. We can deceive ourselves. I don't know whether you've ever done that. We have quite a lot of children in our house who believe what they say. They deceive themselves so much that they believe what they're telling us. Well, it's not really the truth, but I believe it as the truth. And so we're living in a world where what we say to ourselves is, I believe it, this is how I understand it, therefore it is true. My worldview is true. That is the truth that I am going to live by. And you will know that at the moment the world is going through massive confusion, even about who we are. Are we male or are we female? And people believe what they want because that's their perception of truth. And so it is throughout the world. You go into any country where there is conflict, where there is war, and you've got two truths. Who's right and who's wrong? Well, each side believes that what they are talking about, their actions are true. That is their truth. And we can live like that in our daily lives. We can live in my truth. This is what I believe. This is what I see. This is my truth. This is why God had to intervene. In the Old Testament, we read that he gave the Ten Commandments and he gave the laws for everyday living because that was his truth. He wanted to guide us as a nation back then, the Jews. He wanted to guide them into living the way that he had preordained. And so he's helping them. When we consider the truth that religion is trying to bring, we see just as much confusion, because there are many religions. Even in Christianity, there are many different types of faith, because it's almost that we can't put our finger on what really the truth is. As Christians, as believers in who God is, we have the Bible. And that brings us God's truth. It gives us clear direction in what God's truth is. And we have to remember, don't we, that God doesn't think like us, he doesn't behave like us, he is a different being, and therefore his truth is very often different than our truth. But we've got to learn to put our faith in God's truth if it's going to set us free. This is what Jesus said in John 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is giving clear information about the truth of coming to the Father, about the truth of who God is and how we access all this stuff that we read about. And we have to make a decision about truth. What am I going to believe in? Do we believe it or not? That's always the choice in life. Do I trust God? Do I believe him or not? See, believing truth is really important because that's the thing that sets us free. Even in this world, we've heard from Chris this morning about going to hospital. I've been to hospital loads of times with all kinds of things, and they always tell me there's nothing wrong with me. Okay. Just going to get hold of this. Now, I can choose to believe that or not. When I go in with an ache or pain or this thing that's going on in my body, and they say to me, "We can't find anything wrong with you," I make a choice then as to whether I'm going to believe that or not. If I believe it, I'm set free. So often we go into these circumstances where we are told the truth, but we don't believe it, and therefore it hangs heavy in our heart because we are not set free by listening and believing to truth, and we can continue to worry about our health. This is where we come to this amazing verse in John 8, 31 to 32. To the Jews who had believed him, so there were Jews that were Christians, they believed in who Christ was, Jesus said, "If you hold on to my teaching, you are really my disciples." Okay, that's one instruction, isn't it? And if we are his disciples, then it says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Okay. So what is this truth that Jesus is talking about? The truth is all that Jesus said to us. And as we read the New Testament, Jesus gave us instruction, and we have instruction from the apostles and the writers of the Gospels. All that is in the New Testament about who he is and that his promises are true. He says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." So as we read the Bible, as we read the Word of God, we know that there are many promises in there. There are many truths in there. And in Christ, they are yes and amen. But we've got to believe it. We've got to trust it. The Jews were claiming that as descendants of Abraham, they'd never been in physical bondage. But Jesus was talking about something different. As we look around the world, there are many people in bondage today. What we're talking here about was spiritual experience. We're talking here about spiritual truth, that thing that God is. He is a spirit. And everybody is excluded from that relationship with him until they come to faith through Jesus Christ. He says, if we commit sin, we are a slave to sin. A slave isn't free, and we are not free from the master of sin. See, that's the truth. Some truths we don't like because they mean that we are guilty. Who's eaten all the chocolates? I have. You're guilty. Who did this? I did. I'm guilty. And sometimes when we find the truth and we confess the truth, there is a pain that comes with that. And for humanity, the pain is that we are all sinners. That's the truth. That's what God is telling us. That is the truth. And because we are all born in sin, we are all open and susceptible and can be overpowered by the power of sin, which drives us to behaviors. It drives us to thoughts and words that sometimes we don't even want to say, but we just do it because there's a power driving us that we have no control over. Only the truth of Jesus can break the power of sin. And this is the freedom that Jesus is talking about. When you know the truth, when you understand the truth, when you put your faith into the truth of who I am, you will be set free from the power of sin and death. You will be set free. You will live in life. Have any of you been watching the post office thing?
Yes.
It's been an amazing thing, hasn't it? One of the hardest things to watch that I think we've done, because it gets you so angry. Innocent people being charged with offences that they haven't committed and serving sentences that they shouldn't have done. And this 20-year search for truth. And to be set free, they had to go somewhere else. They couldn't set themselves free. Even though they knew they were innocent, they couldn't set themselves free. They had to go to court for the law to say, you are innocent. And that has now been done, and we thank God for that. I've heard this week that their convictions have been quashed. They are no longer guilty. They have been set free. And Jesus understands that, because he was accused of many things that he didn't do or hadn't said. And it says in John 4:8-46, can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? See, Jesus brought a challenge on a truth that the children of Israel, the Jews, have been living in for many, many years. And God wanted to supersede his relationship with God from the Old Testament to the New Testament by offering us this new freedom through Jesus Christ. Why don't you believe me? And lies were brought against Jesus to convict him of crimes that he hadn't committed, which ultimately brought him to his death on the cross. When we're found guilty of something we have done, there are consequences, and a sentence is placed on our lives. The spiritual issue that we are facing is that we are guilty of sin and subject to the bondage that brings. The truth is that Jesus came to set us free by demonstrating the truth of God to a broken world. The truth that Jesus brought to the world is that sin has greatly damaged our lives, but through him we can be set free. And the shame and the guilt of sin, we can be set free from that as well. We can be born again into the kingdom of God. We can live and think differently, not hindered by the power of sin. We have a future through Jesus that is eternal. Here's the thing with truth. We have to believe it. We have to put our faith in what God is saying for it to be effective in our lives. Even as believers, we can be living in unbelief. And we need help from somewhere, somebody, to help us in those times of unbelief. And so God sent us the Holy Spirit, who opens our hearts to who Jesus is. He says he leads us into truth. So if you're struggling with truth this morning, if you're struggling with understanding who God is and what he's trying to do in your life, where is he right now? The truth is that God is love and he sent Jesus Christ to die for us. The truth is that all his promises in the word are yes and amen. The truth is he wants us to live in freedom. The truth is he wants us to live empowered lives. He wants us to live fulfilled lives. The truth is that our eternal future is secure in him. But we need to believe it. And so I'm going to pray right now that as we just consider truth, that the Holy Spirit really opens our heart to the truth. See, the enemy, who Chris was talking about this morning, is a liar. He'll deceive you. He'll lead you astray. He doesn't want any of us to live in victory. He wants us to live in this oppression that he brings on our lives. He doesn't want us to be free. Well, that's what God is offering us this morning through Jesus Christ. Let's just pray together. Father God, we thank you for the truth about Jesus Christ, that he did come to set us free. And we want to live in that freedom, Lord. As believers, we want to live in that freedom. As those seeking you, they will understand and have this truth revealed to their heart. And this morning, as we just spend a few moments thinking about you, Holy Spirit, we ask you to open our hearts to see truth, to understand truth in a new way. And just put faith in our hearts, Lord. Reignite the faith that we have to live in the truth that you have come to set us free. Amen.